CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Havana calling. CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Radio Havana calling all shortwave listeners and radio amateurs. Welcome to... DXers Unlimited, Radio Havana's weekly feature dedicated to the fascinating world of radio communications.
Hola, amigos, all around the world. You are most welcome to the middle of the week edition of DXers Unlimited. I'm your host, Arnaldo Arnicoro, radio amateur CO2KK, and here's item one of today's program. The current solar cycle number 24 was slightly unusual in that it supported two peaks. The largest in April 2014 was preceded by an early peak in March of 2012. Despite this scenario, cycle 24 displayed the lowest peak since the year 1906. At present, solar activity is extremely low, with just a small sunspot in sight. Item 2, an update for amateur radio DXCC. This is the latest DXCC country and entity report. According to the Amateur Radio Cluster Network for the week of Sunday, 25th August through Sunday, 1st September, there were 207 countries active on the air on the amateur bands. Iván una cortinita y dice. All over the world, the vital role of amateur radio emergency communications is much appreciated by everyone. One of the most recent examples follows. From India, we learn about a relevant rescue assistance by Malabar Amateur Radio Society. A few hours after the landslide occurred at Kavalpara, Nilambur in Kerala, India, on August 9, where around 40 houses were gone under the mud and the old means of communication were out of service, broke down, members of the Malabar Amateur Radio Society played a crucial role providing communication support to the authorities. The Ham Radio Wireless Repeater System, Victor Uniform 2 Mike Juliet Juliet, that's the repeater call sign, under the Malabar Amateur Radio Society, call sign BU2MLQ in Malappuram District in Kerala, India, has played a crucial role in assisting district authorities by connecting from the disaster site and various government offices with the agency in charge of managing the emergency, and they did it very well. The amateur radio emergency communications team started to the disaster site of Kavalpara, and a parallel communication system was established within just minutes from the Nilambur Taluk office and district headquarters. At present, the BU2MJJ repeater can be accessible from around 250 kilometers radius and covering half a dozen of districts of Kerala State. The efforts are now underway to move the 2 meters band from the present location to a higher site, which will enable to connect the entire state of Kerala and some part of the neighboring states too. The repeater station is fully solar power. It's ecological solar power and also remotely controlled. Here now, our next radio hub related information for you. Good news for the world's amateur radio operators. The menace to the 2 meters band segment between 144 and 146 megahertz used by stations in the ITU regions 1 and 3 has just vanished. Fortunately, there has been a serious concern in the amateur community over a proposal made by France to study reallocating 144 to 146 megahertz to the Aeronautical Navigation Service at a radio communications conference likely to happen in 2023 to accommodate the growing number of aircraft employing new navigation tracking and communications aids. At the meeting of the Conference Preparatory Group for the Council of Post and Telecommunications, CEPT, which concluded on August 30 in Ankara, Turkey, France modified its proposal that the International Telecommunications Union should study several frequency segments for sharing with the Aeronautical Mobile Service and withdrew, that's the news, the core of the news, withdrew the 144 to 146 segment from the proposal. So no more requests for 144 to 146 for Aeronautical Service. This most welcome development was the result of an energetic and professional representation by delegates from the International Amateur Radio Union. Other amateur bands are still in jeopardy by spectrum-hungry users. They base their request on the fact that those frequencies receive very little use by the amateur radio community worldwide, something they have found by implementing automatic recording spectrum monitors, exploring the bands, doing scanning all the time. The lesson to be learned for the worldwide amateur radio community is to be on the air as much as possible on all available frequencies, all available bands. Use them, because the use or lose it can be a choking reality. Use it or lose it. USL on the air to a nice report that starts very nicely by saying, and I quote, "I love your programming and listen often. I live in Buffalo, Texas, and here you loud and clear on 6,100 kilohertz, 12:27 a.m. on the 9th of the second day of September. My address is Cody Sutterfield, Buffalo, Texas. Another QSL on the air to another listener report. I enjoy your program listening on 6100 around 0630 UTC on Thursday, August 22. You had an excellent signal in North Alabama. S9 plus 25 dB, that's frequency 6100 on my Yaesu FT897. I would appreciate a QSL card if you still do that. Of course we do it, of course. Thanks, Mark Henderson, call sign Kilo Bravo 4, Kilo Kilo Golf, KB4KKG, Decatur, Alabama. Now some highlights of solar and geomagnetic activity for the period between 26th of August and the 1st of September. Solar activity was at very low levels. New region 2748, solar active region, solar latitude north 14 degrees, solar longitude 205 degrees, class area BXO010 on 1st September, emerged on the disk but remained quiet and stable. No Earth-directed coronal mass ejections were observed. No proton events were observed at geosynchronous orbit. Now, a short-form forecast of solar and geomagnetic activity for the period between 2 September and 28 September. Solar activity is expected to be at very low levels for that long period. No proton events are expected at geosynchronous orbit. The greater than 2 million electron volts electron flux at geosynchronous orbit is expected to be at high to very high levels on the period between 2 and 13 September, and also again 27 and 28 September. Normal to moderate levels are expected between 14 and 26 September. The magnetic field activity is expected to be at G1 minor storm levels on 2 September and G1 minor to G2 moderate storm levels 27-28 September due to positive polarity coronal hole high-speed solar wind influence. Radio Romania International has announced stopping broadcasting on shortwave frequencies according to a press release published by AGER Press, the official Romanian government news agency. The brief also reports that RATCOM, the company in charge of the two transmitting shortwave sites, will also be closing down. The station will continue to feed its programming to the Internet, but it will not use shortwave transmissions to reach this audience anymore. Recently, and also reported here at the Access Unlimited, the company Centech of South Africa announced the closing down of the Megaton transmitting station site, the largest such installation of all Africa, and among the world's most well-equipped shortwave sites. Closed down now, by now. And comments about this and other Radio Havana QX programs to info@enet.cu. I'll say it again slowly. info@enet.cu. And via email, sent to Arnie Coro. My last name is spelled Charlie Oscar Romeo Oscar in phonetics. Arnie Coro, Radio Havana Cuba, Havana, Cuba.
And that's all for today. This is Arnie Coro, Radio Amateur CO2KK, your host here at Radio Havana's DXS Unlimited, saying 73 and very good DX.